A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewinded. Last night, it was the second of three between the Marlins and the Nationals. Max Scherzer versus Chris O'Grady, but the matchup on the mound, rather odd. Neither guy lasted too long. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, when you're in second place, 14 games back on August 1st, and the division leaders hang six runs on you in the top of the second inning, it would be easy to roll over and call it a night, but the Marlins didn't do that tonight. They stormed from behind, and then they held on late for one of the most exciting victories of the season. They beat the front-running Nationals 7-6 here at Marlins Park, and in the process, even this series up at a victory apiece. Marlins tonight were facing the likely NL Cy Young frontrunner, Max Scherzer. They sent Chris O'Grady to the mound, making just his fifth big league start, but coming off his best big league start, seven scoreless innings Thursday night against the Reds. After both pitchers worked a scoreless first inning, O'Grady on 25 pitches, Scherzer on 10, setting down the side 1-2-3. The Nationals erupted against O'Grady in the second. It began with a double from Daniel Murphy, his league-leading 34th two-base hit of the season. Man at second, nobody out for third baseman, the man they call Tony Two Bags, Anthony Rendon.
Here's another ball drilled into the gap for extra bases. That's out into left center, and it's an RBI double for Anthony Rendon. Murphy scores easily. It's 1-0 Nationals on back-to-back two-base hits by the Nats here at Marlins Park.
That's why they call him Tony Two Bags. Rendon with his 25th double of the season. The Nats had a 1-0 lead. Matt Wieters grounded out, sending Rendon down to third base. Actually, Rendon stayed at second base on the ground ball. Brian Goodwin singled. That sent Rendon down to third base. The Nats had men at the corners for the pitcher Max Scherzer, who everybody thought would try to bunt the runners over.
Here's the 0-2 pitch now coming to Scherzer, trying to bunt the man over. Draws the bat back, swings away, hits a high fly ball to left, and this one is going to be out of here. A three-run home run for the pitcher Max Scherzer. His first of this year. Scherzer connects for a long ball, and it was well tagged. A three-run shot and a 4-0 lead for Scherzer and the Nationals.
381 feet off the bat of Scherzer in his 262nd Major League at-bat, his first ever big league homer. And the Nats were off and running, but they weren't done with O'Grady in the second. Then a single by Wilmer Defoe, man on for Howie Kendrick.
Here's the pitch, and the ball is lifted in the air out to left center deep. Going back, Yelich looking up, and it is gone. A two-run home run for Howie Kendrick. For Howie Kendrick, his third home run of this season. He circles the bases. They've added two more, giving them a 6-0 lead here in the second inning. A six-run inning against Marlins starter Chris O'Grady.
For the Nats, six runs in the span of seven hitters. At that point, there was still only one out in the inning, but O'Grady came back to get Bryce Harper to ground out, and he struck out Ryan Zimmerman. So nine to the plate, six runs, six hits, a 28-pitch inning for O'Grady, and a 6-0 lead for the Nationals. But then things took a dramatic turn in this game. Max Scherzer went out to the mound to loosen up for the bottom of the second inning. He threw one warm-up pitch. He sailed it to the backstop, passed his catcher, Matt Wieters, and then he made a signal to the dugout, slashing his finger across his neck, walked back to the dugout, said to Dusty Baker, "I can't go." And he left the game. So Matt Grace out of the bullpen, the Nats with a 6-0 lead, but into the bullpen in the second inning. Grace worked a scoreless second, but in the third, he allowed a leadoff triple to Miguel Rojas after pinch hitter A.J. Ellis struck out for the first out. Man at third, one down for D. Gordon. 1-1 to D is pulled on the ground to second base. Going to score a run. Murphy's got it to first. D's retired 4-3, but in from third, Rojas put Miami on the scoreboard. Now it's 6-1. So the Marlins began the climb back. In the fourth inning, they got a leadoff single from Ozuna. He went to second on a walk to JT Realmuto. Both men moved up on Derek Dietrich ground ball. Second and third, one down for Tomas Tatis. 1-0 to Tatis is shot out towards center. Gooder moving over. He reaches for it, makes the catch right off the turf. Great play. In from third on the sack fly, Ozuna. Boy, that ball gets under Goodwin's glove. And the Marlins are off and running. Would have had two runs and probably a triple for Tatis. But Goodwin just did make that catch right in the very... right in the very tip of his glove, the guy was about to say. And that was the second out in the inning, but the Marlins weren't done. They still had a man on for Miguel Rojas. 2-2 pitch, line drive, center field. Base hit, Miguel Rojas. Realmuto's coming around third. He's going to try to score. The one-hop throw to the plate gets away. It's an RBI single for Rojas, who takes second as the ball rolls toward the aquarium first base side. And suddenly, it's a 6-3 game. Here come the Marlins. And that would be it for Matt Grace. Sammy Solis out of the bullpen. He was able to catch pinch hitter Tyler Moore looking at strike three to end the fourth inning. We went to the fifth. Suddenly, 6-3. The Marlins are back in it. Chris O'Grady worked the first three, allowed those six second-inning runs on seven hits, walked two, struck out three, two homers, 75 pitches, 46 strikes. Brian Ellington worked a scoreless fourth inning for the Marlins. Dustin McGowan came on, worked a scoreless fifth. Then in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 6-3, the Marlins went to work against Sammy Solis, who was still in the game, facing the top of the order. He allowed a single to D. Gordon. D. ran his hitting streak to 12 in a row, longest of this season, within one of matching the longest of his career. Giancarlo then walked. Marlins at first and second, nobody out. Christian Yelich, a fly ball to center for the first out, but then with Marcelo Ozuna coming to the plate, Dusty Baker brought the right-hander Matt Albers into the game. Albers facing Ozuna. Marlins down 3-2 on, one out in the fifth.
Here's a pitch. Here's a drive. This is to left. It's deep. It is going to be up. Up and away. This game is tied. The Marlins have come back from a 6-0 deficit, and they have tied it up here with the Nationals, 6-6 in the fifth. How about that?
For Ozuna, home run number 25, RBIs 82, 83, and 84. He's second in the league and runs batted in. That was the second of three hits he had tonight, his 40th multiple hit game of the season. So the Marlins had evened the score against Albers, but they weren't done. JT Realmuto followed with a single. So the Marlins had the tie-breaking man on for Derek Dietrich.
And once he knows Albers is going, he takes off. And this ball is slammed in the air out toward right center. Going way back, the center fielder can't get it. It's off the wall. Coming to third is the runner, Realmuto. He's been waved. He'll score. And now Dietrich is held at third base. It's a three-base hit for Derek Dietrich, and it's a 7-6 lead for the Marlins in the fifth, a four-run inning and counting.
So after falling behind 6-0, the Marlins with one in the third, two in the fourth, four in the fifth, they grabbed a 7-6 lead. A big comeback, the move of the game. Brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. After Dustin McGowan worked two scoreless innings, the bullpen at that point had thrown three innings without allowing a run, Drew Steckenrider came on in the seventh with a 7-6 lead, the rookie right-hander making just his 13th big league appearance. He allowed a leadoff single to Howie Kendrick. Kendrick went 5-for-5 in this game, his second ever five-hit game in the big leagues. This one comes in just his fourth game as a National, just his third start. So the Nats had the tying man on, nobody out in the seventh, the big guns all coming up. First man Steckenrider to contend with was Bryce Harper. Kendrick at first, nobody out. 2-2 to Harper. Swing and a miss. Steckenrider blew him away with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball up. One down for Zimmerman, who's 0-for-3. And then, with the tying man on, it was the red-hot first baseman, a big year, Ryan Zimmerman. 1-2 to Zimmerman is taken for strike three called. So Steckenrider gets Harper and Zimmerman back-to-back with the tying man at first. Now, Daniel Murphy. This is a modern-day murderer's row here. It was indeed, but Steckenrider facing Murphy was up to the task. 3-1 is popped up foul off of third base. Is there a play? Realmuto near the dugout. It's got it! Right up against the dugout railing. Murphy fouls out. So with a one-run lead and the tying man on, Steckenrider comes back. He strikes out Harper. He strikes out Zimmerman. And he gets Murphy to foul out to escape the seventh. Now, the Nationals bullpen started hanging up some zeros finally after Grace, Solis, and Albers had allowed seven runs in four innings of work. All of a sudden, the Marlins' offense went quiet. So it was still a 7-6 game into the eighth. Junichi Tozawa set down Rendon, Wieters, and Goodwin, 1-2-3. And we went to the ninth. Miami 7, the Nationals 6. Brad Ziegler on the pitch for the first time since June 20th. He'd been on the disabled list with a back strain. He had pitched twice in the low levels of the minor leagues on a rehab assignment, once with the Gulf Coast Marlins, once at Jupiter. And tonight, protecting that one-run lead, he got the first man, the lefty pinch hitter, Adam Lind, on a fly ball to center field. That was out number one. Then was back to the top of the order. He got Wilmer Defoe to bounce to second base for out number two. So far, so good for Ziegler. But then Kendrick singled to keep the inning alive, his fifth hit in as many at-bats tonight. He went to third base on a base hit by Bryce Harper. So down by a run and down to their final out, the Nats had first and third, two outs in the ninth, when Ziegler went after Ryan Zimmerman.
Rojas back at short. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball left side. Up with it, Dietrich. This throw should end it. It's on to first base for the final out of the game. Ziegler got it done for his first Marlins save and the 86th of his Major League career. His first time out on the mound since he faced the Washington Nationals on June 20th. A save in the bag for Ziegler and a win for the Marlins, coming back from a 6-0 deficit and winning 7-6 in Miami.
Big night for the Marlins tonight. For Miami, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5 men left. For the Nationals, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They strand 7. They had all 6 runs and 6 of their 11 hits in that one inning in the second. Dustin McGowan, the winner out of the bullpen. He's 7-1. Matt Albers, the loser for the Nats. He's 5-2. For Brad Ziegler, his first Marlins save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 5 minutes. And the attendance tonight, 17,742 for the Marlins. They improved to 50-55 on the season. Now 4-4 against the Nationals and 26-28 here at Marlins Park. As for the Nats, who came in having won 12 of 17, including 9 of their last 11 on the road, now they fall to 63-42 on the year. They're now 34-20 away from home on the season.
What a comeback for the Marlins, 7-6 over the Nationals on Tuesday night. For Brad Ziegler, he hadn't been on a big league mound in a long time. He collected the save, and we caught up with a veteran right-hander afterwards. Before we get down to business, the walk-up, the intro music tonight. Tell me about it. Is that Christmas music?
Yeah, I lost a bet, so I had to pay up. The group that sings that song, Straight No Chaser, they're good friends of mine, and I lost a bet to them, so they got to pick my walkout song for a night.
Now down to business. Get your first opportunity to close. You do so. This is a daunting lineup. That ninth inning there, take me through it. You got the first two outs, then a couple to get on.
Yeah, felt like I made decent pitches, and that's been a lot of the story of my season. Sometimes they're hitting balls where we're not playing, and D almost got that second one, and just settle down, make a good pitch. I still feel like I've got a lot of confidence in the defense. Just go after guys, and made a pretty good pitch to Zimmerman, and I figured he'd be aggressive, and fortunately he hit it to our third baseman.
Now we chatted with you in the clubhouse the other day. You're a veteran. This doesn't really bug you, though, does it? The closer's role, whether you're pitching in the sixth inning or the ninth inning, the nerves just aren't.
No, this one was a little different, just because it had been almost 6 weeks or maybe 6 weeks to the day, I think, that I had faced a hitter in the big league. So, different adrenaline level than you get throwing bullpens or throwing on a rehab assignment. But you try not to treat any differently. The job's to get outs. So it doesn't matter when it is, and especially on a night like tonight, we're down big early, and the guys fought hard to get back, and you want to preserve that one for them.
He plays Christmas music in August. The Marlins come from behind, down 6-0 at one point. Brad, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on the save.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations to Brad Ziegler, who picked up a save for the Marlins last night. Here was Marlins left fielder Marcell Ozuna, the Big Bear, afterwards. He had a big three-run shot. Marcell, you tell me, you're down 6-0, but in the bottom of the second inning, you see Max Scherzer come off the mound. What changes in the dugout, if anything at all?
Yeah, that changed a lot. We're gonna face the best pitcher in the big league, and we know say we're proud of him get out, but if he was hurt, it was different game, 6-0, especially when he hit a homer. We had to grind it and play the game harder, and let's see what happened. That's what happened tonight.
Take me through the at bat in the fourth inning. Did Albers try to sneak a fastball by you inside?
Yeah, he done. Made me roll over, especially when we one out, men on first and second. He then I come in, and I wasn't ready for that pitch.
Six shutout innings by the bullpen. How about the job they did to keep you guys in it?
Yeah, they work real good. You know, sticking right there, Ellington, they coming good. Tazawa, they made a good outing today.
Always good to see you with a smile on your face. You look good in shaving cream, but go get cleaned up, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Contributions all around from the Marlins last night. They take game two of this series 7-6 in comeback fashion. Game three coming up this evening at 7:10. On the mound for the Marlins tonight, that would be Vance Worley. As for the Nationals, we're not too sure. They speculate it could be A.J. Cole from Syracuse. That's going to be close to a game-time decision. 7:10 tonight, we'll be on there at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.